Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's so great to be back with you here once again on the program. We got a good show today. We're going to look at the Mass readings for the 20th week in Ordinary Time. Here's the message. If you go out into the world and share the good news of Jesus Christ, you can expect to be met with some resistance. I know that's not an easy thing to consider, but the important thing to remember is that just as Jesus made a few waves in his lifetime, if we're going to really go out there and share the message of the Lord, share the gospel, share the good news, you're going to ruffle some feathers. Now, you don't go out of your way to annoy people or to make people uncomfortable, but if you just speak the truth, that's going to happen. The good news is, just as Jesus was able to count on the support of his Father throughout his mission, you and I have the Lord's support as we go out and evangelize. And furthermore, doing so, doing his will, going out and letting people know Jesus Christ is real. He loves you. He wants to help you. And also letting them know there is a truth in life. Letting them know that, proclaiming the good news, evangelizing. If you do that, guess what you're going to get back in return besides resistance? You're going to get a whole lot of peace. That is a gift from the Lord. So we're going to look at these Mass readings. We'll look at the readings for the 20th week in the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. That message is clear throughout each one of these readings. And you know what? It's a hopeful message. So don't panic. Don't say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I could do this. You can do it because the Lord will always be with you. Before we go on, before we pray, I want to give a shout out to my friends at Archangel Radio in Mobile, Alabama. They are now carrying the Gary Zimak Show. I'm so grateful to all of the Catholic stations who are now carrying the program. If you would like to help me out and spread the word about this show, I would really appreciate it because now, in addition to getting the program on a podcast, you can also listen to it at several Catholic radio stations around the country. Praise God for this. I'm so excited about this. And honestly, I'm even considering, I'm praying about it, expanding the show a little bit. I'm not sure what that looks like. I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to let me know. I'd also love to hear your input. What would you like more on this program? Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think, what you'd like to see. Let me know if you'll enjoy the program. I hate to say this, but let me know if you don't like the program. You can be gentle about it, but let me know if you don't like the show or what I could improve. Because I do this for you. My objective here is to give you hope. I want to talk about Jesus and let you know that he's real. He wants to be a part of your life. He has completely transformed my life. I'm still a work in progress, but I am so much more peaceful now than I have ever been in my life. I write and speak a lot about overcoming anxiety with his help. It's the real deal. I mean, he really has helped me. I'm so glad to be able to get this opportunity to speak about him wherever I can. If you want to find out more about my work, by the way, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. You can find out about my books, about the podcast. Well, I guess if you're listening to the podcast or the show, you already know that. But I guess if you're listening to the program on the radio and you want to listen to it again, you can do that by downloading the podcast. You can also access previous episodes of the show by going to followingthetruth.com. Okay, here we go. My favorite part of the program, when we pray together. What an incredible privilege. And, you know, I've gotten letters, I've gotten emails from many of you saying that you're praying for me and my ministry. Man, I am so grateful. And you know what? I feel those prayers. I want you to know that I pray for you every day. I really do. And I'm going to keep it up. If you ever have specific needs, a specific prayer request, Gary@followingthetruth.com. You send me an email, I'll add you to the list, and I promise you, you'll be remembered in my prayers. Okay, with that in mind, let's pray. Let's pray to our Heavenly Father right now, who is with us. You know, just pause and think about that for a minute. God is with us. Almighty God, all-powerful God, He's with us right now, and He is so thrilled when we turn to Him in prayer. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, wow, thank you for this great opportunity to come together, Father, and be able to speak with you in prayer. Father, we know that you love us. We look back throughout salvation history. We see example after example of your providential care for your people. You're not going to let us be by ourselves. You will always take care of us. You always follow through on your promises. And boy, we are grateful for that. We thank you for the gift of yet another day. We don't deserve it, but man, you gave us life and you continue to sustain us. Father, thank you. Thank you for all of the many gifts that you give to us each day. Oftentimes we complain about these gifts. Help us to become more aware of the many ways that you bless us throughout the day. Father, we turn to you. We ask for your guidance. Help us know what we can do, what we should do, how we should live our lives. Of course, you give us that guidance through your church, but specifically in our daily lives. Let us know, give us a little nudge if we need to be nicer to somebody. Maybe we're ignoring someone who we shouldn't ignore. Maybe we're headed down the wrong path. Maybe we need to repent of some sin that we're completely ignoring in our life. Father, send your Holy Spirit to come alive in us and let us know. Let us know the way that we should act to please you. Father, I ask you to use me today as your instrument. You've given me this great opportunity to have this radio program so that I can speak about you and share your message with the listeners. But Father, I don't want to give my biased opinion. I want to speak the message that you have for all of us today. So please guide my thoughts, guide my words so that I can deliver the message that you want. Father, I ask you to bless all of us, our families, our friends. Give us the strength that we need because we know when we go out there into the world and evangelize, when we share the good news, we are going to be met with resistance. So, Father, we're going to need lots of help. You know that. And we know we can count on you for that assistance. And, Father, I ask you for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Great. I'm so glad that we're able to pray together. In case you're just tuning into the program, my name is Gary Zimak. This is the Gary Zimak Show. We do this every week. And if you want to find out more information about the show or about my full-time ministry for the Lord, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I mentioned at the start of the show that we'll take a look today at the Mass readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as I like to do each week, we're going to start with the gospel. The gospel is the main course. Here on the Gary Zimak Show, we start with the main course and we work backwards from there. I feel that that helps to find or to key in on the theme that the church wants us to pick up on. The gospel moves sequentially. Week to week, we take another chunk of the gospel throughout ordinary time. That's what we're doing here. And the first readings, I've told you this before, but I always think it's good to mention it again. The first readings specifically are chosen to match up with the gospel. The same with the responsorial psalm. They're chosen to match up with the gospel. And if we look first at the gospel, then when we go back to the first reading, the responsorial psalm, we get an idea of the theme. Now, of course, there could be many themes. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit inspired all of the writers of the Bible. So literally, we're getting God's word when we open the Bible. But I try to, as best as I can, led by the Holy Spirit, that's why I always ask for that help in the beginning, key in on the theme, the particular theme or the strongest theme that emerges from these readings. And then again, the second reading moves sequentially. We're going to be looking at the letter to the Hebrews, and we're going through that. Now, if you look hard enough and depend on the Holy Spirit, you can always find some connection with the second reading. Even though it's not specifically chosen to match the gospel, there's always a connection, and I think I was able to find one today, so we're going to look at that as well. All right, you ready? If you want, you can grab your Bible and follow along. You can also check these readings out later on. It's always a good idea, because reading it once just isn't enough, so it's good to hear it multiple times. The gospel today comes from Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 49. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." I know what you're thinking. You don't like this reading. This is a reading that makes us feel uncomfortable. And that's exactly what Jesus is trying to do. Now, before you panic, this is not about you trying to be as annoying as you can with your family members. That's not what Jesus is saying. And I think when you realize what he is saying, it's going to make perfect sense. Let's first look at his initial message. "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." Lukewarmness is something that really saddens Jesus. And boy, you're looking at a guy, or you're listening to a guy, I should say. I can't forget this is radio, you can't see me. You're listening to a guy who has been lukewarm for most of his life. I'm telling you, I have gone through the motions. If you ever want to hear my story, you can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and watch my interview with Marcus Grote on The Journey Home. And I'm pretty honest there when I talk about how lukewarm I've been throughout my life. For years, I went through the motions. I went to Mass every week, but I didn't pay attention. I really didn't care. I was just checking off the box. I had a wake-up call. I had several wake-up calls over the years, but a big one occurred in 2004, and that's what I call my big conversion, when I realized that I was a lousy Catholic, and it was time for me to wake up, because I got to know Jesus, and I was being unfair to him. He wants us to care. He really, really wants us to care. Now, what about if you're listening to this and saying, "Well, you know what, Gary, that's great, but I really don't care. I mean, I kind of care about evangelizing. Jesus was really good. I'm just not at the point where I care enough to make it hurt, to go out there and to risk ridicule or some sort of persecution. What do I do? How do I make myself feel the passion? How do I get out of being lukewarm?" Well, honestly, you can't make yourself feel anything, but there are a few things you can do. You can pray for the desire to have the desire. I mean, that sounds a little silly, but it's absolutely true. You could say, "Lord, I don't care as much. I need passion. I know it matters to you because I'm reading your words. You want me to be passionate, but I'm not. Can you help me?" And the other thing I would say is try to spend as much time with the Lord every day as you can. And that could be 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes of solid prayer, just sitting in his presence, just composing yourself and saying, "I am in the presence of Jesus, I am in the presence of my Heavenly Father, and I have the Holy Spirit dwelling in me." When we are baptized, we believe that we first receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And the Holy Spirit has that fire inside of you, but you just need to connect with it. So spending time with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in prayer. Again, 10 minutes a day is a good start, but make it quality time. It doesn't matter what you say so much as the fact that you're sincere. You really want to spend time with the Lord. The other thing, if you can, try going to daily Mass. Maybe you can't do it every day. Well, maybe you could do Saturday instead of in addition to Sunday. That will help. make sure you go to confession on a regular basis, maybe once a month. That's a good number, a good groove to get into when it comes to the sacrament of confession. Of course, you can do more, but if you wait 3-4 months, you start to lose the effect of the sacrament. When you go to confession, in addition to being absolved from your sins, you get the sacramental grace to help you care. And that, you start doing these things, you start reading scripture a little bit every day. Daily mass readings are a great place to start. And then as you get to know Jesus Christ more on a more personal level, your passion will increase. And speaking of passion, if you focus on his passion, I found the Stations of the Cross are a great way to really get fired up for the Lord, because you think and meditate on what he went through for you. You know, they weren't his sins that he was suffering for. They were your sins. And the more you do that, you put all these things together and your passion begins to grow. So don't give up. I'm going to be praying for you that you do have that fire, that you do have that passion. And it's a process. My passion for evangelization, for bringing souls to Christ, it increases every day. And I would hope that would continue. You never want to get to that point of complacency where you think, well, that's good. I care enough. I don't need to care anymore. No, that's not good. We have to keep trying more and more to just every day to get closer to Christ and care a little bit more. Jesus also talks about a baptism with which he must be baptized. And listen to this. And how great is my anguish until it's accomplished. He's talking about his final goal of dying on the cross, and he's in anguish until he accomplishes that goal of dying in agony. I mean, you talk about a guy who knows his role, who knows his mission. He's in anguish until the point where he goes through that final suffering for love of you so he can open up the gates of heaven. Jesus is all about doing the will of the Father. And until he goes through with that, even though it's going to be painful for him, he is suffering. Wow, that's incredible. I mean, this is the guy that you have as your best friend and the savior of the world, and who you have access to all the time. I mean, just incredible that to think about how great Jesus really is. And then he talks about, don't think I came to bring about peace. I came to bring about division. Simply put, here's what Jesus is saying. If we go out and share his goodness, his good news, the truth of the Catholic faith with others, people are not always going to be receptive. Because why? Because we are all, to a certain extent, guilty of being selfish. And if you start to tell me, or if you start to like to touch a nerve within me by proclaiming the truth, and you could do that in any number of different ways. I'm not saying you go out and stand on a street corner with a bullhorn and tell people that they're going to hell. That's not what evangelization is all about. But even if you start talking about how Jesus has changed your life, which is a great way to start, you're going to make somebody feel guilty. And that's good, because that's how we all eventually began our journey back to the Lord. We felt some sense of guilt, some sense of, I need to repent. But in the initial stages, that can come across as anger. If you are going to evangelize in any way, and I recommend you do it prudently, you know, be careful how you go about it. Be careful that you don't try to skin the fish before you catch it, as the saying goes. You know, you bring people along gradually. You don't need to give them everything all up front. Put a smile on your face. Be nice to them. And then gradually talk about Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. But you're still going to ruffle some feathers. That's okay. Pray for the ability to do that with charity. You don't want to be looking for trouble, but you will meet it. Look at Jesus. Jesus was completely good. All he was about was goodness. And yet everybody, so many people ganged up on him. They didn't like what he had to say. Why? Because nobody wanted to change. So you can expect that. Jesus told us that. If they persecuted me, they're going to hate you too. So hang in there and pray for the grace to continue. That's the thing that we want to remember. Jesus was faithful until his work on earth was complete. That's what we're all called to do. We're called to imitate Christ. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. You're not being asked to do this on your own. The Holy Spirit is with you. Jesus is with you. Your Heavenly Father is with you. The saints, the angels, they're with you too. You got a lot of help. You got a whole army on your side. So you are actually in good shape. Let's look at the first reading, which comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, beginning in chapter 38, verse 4. In those days, the princes said to the king, "Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin." King Zedekiah answered, "He is in your power." For the king could do nothing with them, and so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malchiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, "My lord, king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, but there is no more food in the city." Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech the Cushite to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. Jeremiah ruffled feathers because he was talking, he was speaking. That's what prophets did. Prophets spoke on behalf of the Lord. He was telling the people a message that they didn't necessarily want to hear. It's tough sometimes. You look at how he was treated. You look at how the prophets, all of the prophets were treated. You look at how Jesus was treated. You might not have to be persecuted in a violent way or give up your life for your faith, but you can expect to get some kind of opposition. Don't worry. Just as Jeremiah was protected by the Lord will be with you. He's going to give you what you need. I promise you that. Doesn't mean it won't be hard sometimes. It will. But you can rely on the Lord to be with you at all times. The psalm today reminds us of that. Psalm 40, "Lord, come to my aid." That's a great prayer. "I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me. The Lord heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in awe and trust in the Lord. Though I am afflicted and poor, yet the Lord thinks of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh my God, hold not back." The Lord's got you. He's right with you. He is on your side. He's going to give you what you need, but you got to continue to tap in to his grace. He wants to give you the strength you need. Again, the Lord Jesus is not saying, "You go out there and talk about me, spread the good news, and these people are going to kill you, and I'm not going to help you." No, he's not saying that. He's going to say, "Yeah, you're going to have problems. They're going to get mad, but don't give up. Be faithful just as I was faithful." And Jesus says to us, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's going to be tough for you. So, and I know you're going to have this tendency to give up, to be frustrated, to want to quit. So I'm going to send you my Holy Spirit. This is the Spirit of Jesus. Let's be real about this. The Spirit of Jesus lives in you. The same Spirit that enabled Jesus to endure his passion, you got that Holy Spirit. Doesn't that make you feel powerful? Yeah, of course, because the Lord knows that we need that help. Let's look at the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and the perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. Bam! What a great reading! That is the message for us today. That really ties it all up nicely, doesn't it? Perseverance. Persevere in running the race. It is a race, but you know what? There's a finish line. We are called to take literally one day at a time. Sometimes it's good if you break up your day. I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. That's one of the secrets. Don't focus on tomorrow. Concentrate on today, one day at a time. Make it until bedtime, right? Sometimes that's all we can do, and that's a good way to look at life. But ultimately, There's an end. There is a finish line. At the end of our life, we and at the end of our earthly life, I should say, what happens? We enter into our eternal life. That's where we want to make it a we want to make it a point. We want to be very clear that we make it to heaven, right? There's going to be eternal life one place or another. You don't want to go to that place down below. You want to make sure you get to heaven. With the help of the Lord and your cooperation, you know, we got to cooperate too. If you reach the finish line, you're going to make it to heaven. That's the goal. And that's what Jesus was focused on when he was suffering for you. It's not only that I've got to get through this and all my pain's going to be gone. No, that's not what he was thinking. He was thinking, I need to get through this so that you and you and you and all of us can have a place in heaven because he loves us that much. Isn't that incredible? And when he keeps that goal in mind, he's able to endure even the horrible death that he had to endure. And as this, as the very last line of this reading states, in your struggle against sin or against temptation or in your evangelization, whatever it is that you're struggling with, you have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. Jesus was sweating blood on the night before he died. That's how traumatic it was. You know, it's nothing like what you and I have to go through. But there you go. There's the readings for today. It's for this Sunday, the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The message is clear. We're going to meet resistance when we share the good news. But the Lord wants us to do it because we're called to imitate Jesus. So if we're going to truly imitate Jesus, we're going to have some suffering in life. We should expect to encounter resistance. Again, don't go looking for it. We could be nasty with our evangelization. That's wrong, because we can cross the line and end up committing sin in an attempt to evangelize. That's not what this is all about. Even if you're the sweetest person in the world, kind of like me, not really like me, but if you're the sweetest person in the world, you're still going to get somebody angry at you at some point. That's okay. Keep praying for that person. Keep a smile on your face. Don't back off from the truth. If somebody's going to try to make you back down, you don't have to. I mean, there are ways to be diplomatic, but don't go back on the truth. You don't want to make that mistake, but just continue to pray to be able to evangelize with charity. You're not trying to win arguments. You're trying to win souls for the Lord. Can I get an amen? All right, amen. Hey, we're just about out of time. Again, it's been a great pleasure to be with you here on the Gary Zimek Show. Remember, followingthetruth.com. If you want to find out more about my work, if you want to read my books, if you want to invite me to speak at your parish or your conference, I'm booking a lot of Lenten 2020 speaking engagements right now. So now's the time to contact me. We'll try to set something up, followingthetruth.com. And also, in order to continue my full-time ministry, your donations are critical. If you're able to help me out by becoming a monthly sponsor or contributing a one-time donation, I would be so grateful. You just go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and we will be all set. All right. I'm seeing by the clock on the wall, it's time for me to get out of here. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek reminding you, whatever you do, wherever you go, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's been a pleasure to be with you here once again, and I look forward to catching you next time on the Gary Zimek Show.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.